William Morrow and Harper Audio present When No One Is Watching, a thriller by Alyssa Cole. Performed by Susan Dalian and Jay Ossing. The position of my white neighbor is much more difficult. The game of keeping what one has is never so exciting as the game of getting. Zora Neale Hurston, from How It Feels to Be Colored Me, World Tomorrow, 1928. One is astonished in the study of history at the recurrence of the idea that evil must be forgotten, distorted, skimmed over. The difficulty, of course, with this philosophy is that history loses its value as an incentive and example. It paints perfect men and noble nations, but it does not tell the truth. W.E.B. Du Bois, from Black Reconstruction, 1935. Prologue. Sydney. History is fucking wild. Last fall, on a night when my ass was getting well acquainted with the uncomfortable guest chair in Mommy's hospital room, I'd numbly tapped and swiped my way to an article about a place called Black America. Not the label politicians use to place our concerns into a neat box full of worries they don't have to attend to immediately or ever, but an actual, tangible place. A slavery theme park that opened in Brooklyn at the end of the 19th century. Slavery. Fucking. Theme park. Black America, the theme park, was billed as an opportunity to become familiar with plantation life for those of the North who belong to a generation to which the word slavery has but an indefinite and hazy meaning. This was like 20 years after slavery ended, mind you. I mean, I too get nostalgic when an 80s jam starts playing on the radio, but these motherfuckers really needed to reminisce about owning humans? It was the those of the North part that really annoyed me. The North does not remember. In fact, the North has a super selective fucking memory, as if slavery was something that happened down there, even though there were enslaved Africans building, planting, and harvesting in colonial Brooklyn alongside the Dutch. People bury the parts of history they don't like, pave it over like African cemeteries beneath Manhattan skyscrapers. Nothing stays buried in this city, though. Anyway, Black America. White people came to Brooklyn to tour the faithfully recreated plantation. They sang along to Negro spirituals and took refreshments as they watched black people, free black people, pretend to be slaves. History. Wild. After I stumbled onto that article, Brooklyn history became a refuge for me. It blotted out thoughts of my failed marriage and the persistent sense memory of restraints chafing my wrists. It was something to focus on besides my mother's illness and the way everything was changing. Everything, no matter how much I wanted the world to stop spinning for just one goddamn minute. I decided to pay for one of those expensive-ass historic Brooklyn brownstone stores. I'd lived in one of the beautiful old buildings for most of my life, apart from those few years in Seattle, but I needed a distraction and maybe an outlet for my frustrations. A Groupon discounted tour with a meeting point 2 blocks from my front door had been cheaper than therapy and 1,000 times easier to get an appointment for. I wanted to know what the tour guides said about us as they led crowds over the cracked blue slate sidewalks of Gifford Place. I wanted to know what the tourists were oohing and eyeing over when they clustered in front of our houses, looking through the present inhabitants in search of long-dead grandeur. It was a day that actually felt like autumn. The weather cool enough to wear a cute blazer and the oak trees lining Gifford Place ablaze in gold and red. I was struck by how beautiful my neighborhood was, bathed in these warm hues that contrasted so well with the brick and brownstone exteriors. How beautiful it had always been despite decades of being ignored. Neglect had shielded us, in a way, and watching strangers stroll through in their comfortable sneakers with Nikons hanging around their necks, felt like our walls had been breached and the horde was marching in. The tour guide, Zephyr, was pale with a brown bob and a British...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?